Welcome to the LNFFA Patentless Podcast. I am your host, George the Commish, joined as always by Miguel.
What it do?
And the pinky toe, Abraham.
What's up?
All right, last podcast of the season was a fun one.
Was it though?
It's kind of fun. I mean, the playoffs.
We already lost, so might as well just enjoy the games. Ian.
True. Those are facts.
No stress of being last for me. It was good. So, third place game first, and then the championship. Sure. Marlon versus Victor. Ham believed in Marlon.
Yep, he just didn't set his lineup at all.
Did he not set his lineup? What did he do? Goff, Marlon, McCaffrey, Mixon.
Hockenson was on IR. Like, this just...
he was done with the year, bro. He's like, fuck this third place game.
Yep.
Fuck Ham.
That's what happened.
I want to see Ham die.
Gonna die.
I'm pretty sure he's like, fuck it. I lost him. Throw my phone into the ocean. I never have to look at this fucking app again.
I mean, let's see here. Optimal lineup. He still would have lost. You would have had to pick up like three players. Or two.
I feel like we shouldn't count. I think I was last week anyway. Like, we should just not count this one.
You're still gonna die, Ham.
That's fine. But this wasn't on me, is what I'm saying.
But you're the one who picked Marlon. True. Obviously, it's on you.
I didn't consider that. I didn't consider that Marlon would just say fuck it and not set his lineup. Or listen to the podcast and be like, fuck it. I'm gonna get him killed.
I'm sure that was his plan.
It's probably the latter. He doesn't like you very much.
It's true.
And very few people do, if you think about it.
That's hurtful, but...
But not...
Fair, I suppose.
All right. So easiest win of Victor's life. Gets third place. CeeDee Lamb had himself a game, 36 points. Ooh. All right. On to the most important match of the year. Jason versus JaVale.
All right.
Championship. Oh, yeah.
JaVale won it. Easiest game of his life.
Sure did.
Fucking Reed. He gave up, though. He's an idiot. We should not get crowned for this. He forfeited the moment he sent that text, is what I...
So, his championship doesn't count.
Mm-hmm.
An asterisk.
So it was a reverse jinx, bro. He's like, I'm going to say Jason won, which is going to make me win. Joe has magic powers now.
Clearly. Fucking Jaden Reed has the best game of the season.
Probably.
He's fucked. He's good, though.
He's not that good.
He's pretty good. He wasn't getting the start because he's a rookie, and then Christian Watson was playing, and he's in and out of the lineup, and then Watson's out of the lineup now with a hamstring, so then he's in the lineup for sure, so then that makes him a very liable target.
Where do we see the championship game? Can't even click into it. I hate it.
Yeah, once it gets towards the end, it gets pretty chaffa, but the whole season's pretty good.
True.
Oh, here we go.
Not to mention my eight-legged parlay did not hit. Fucking
damn.
Shit. So close. I need four more legs.
Halfway there. If you had just made it a four-legged parlay, you would be rich. Or at least won some money.
It was a $5 bet for 500. Fun. I'll do it again next week. So you got the asterisk next to his name? Is that?
Well, we're going to add it. And I'll add the asterisk to the trophy. Actually, and a little footnote at the bottom. Actually forfeited. It shouldn't really count, but we're going to give it to him.
What was his name before? He's got to keep that, whatever he had for...
Oh, fuck if I know, but this app should probably tell you. Let's see here.
Where's his name?
Should say on the chat.
Yeah, but when was the last time?
He just says he changed it to for all the dogs.
So then scroll up a little higher, right? And it should tell you what his name was before.
Nah, it's going
to... It was Jedi Javel.
That's his account name.
We have like some Cooper Cup themed name.
Oh yeah, Buckle Up Buttercup, something like
that. That's what it was. Yeah, stick to it.
Buckle Up Buttercup. That'll be on the trophy. Then get to change his name. That's not how this works. There are rules.
You know what's funny is 10 days ago, Jason dropped Reed for Dontavious Wicks.
Damn. That's what he gets.
And then on the next waiver, JaVale picked him up.
And he won him the championship.
And he won the championship with him.
That's
hilarious to me.
Shit. Jason lost himself a fucking championship.
He sure did.
Yeah. He deserved to lose. So I guess we're starting Ja'Marr Chase, bro. So good job, JaVale. You're the best. You're amazing at this. Nobody's ever been better. It's epic.
What an incredible run of not getting that many points scored against you.
Yeah.
Even the finals, yeah, 96 is not that much. He won with 102. He would have lost to a lot of people in this week.
Let's see here. One.
He would have lost to Victor. He would have lost to Brian. He would have lost to Ham. He would have lost to...
Seven other people. He was the eighth highest scorer this week.
That's that Martin didn't set up a lineup.
That's true. Oh, man.
It's amazing. Fantasy football is stupid, man. You try your best. Everybody, I'm sure, all JaVale's opponents are trying their best, sending their best lineups.
He had the juju this year, right? Just had it. It was his. Couldn't be stopped.
Man, what a mediocre performance by his team. Incredible.
Yeah. Prescott and
Reed.
That's it. Those are the highlights.
Pinche
Taco. I mean, his kicker and his defense did really well. 11 and 12 points. Kept them in it. Cooper Kupp caught a touchdown. Also kept them in it.
Jason, the highest scoring team in the league. Team shits the bed against JaVale in the championships.
Had to happen.
Awesome.
Had to have 1376 points against. Oh, actually, Martin had 1374 against him. A little less. Emerson had 1351. Look at that. Ham only had 108. That's more.
Max Robot. All right. Well, congratulations, JaVale. You don't deserve it. It's the least deserved championship I've ever seen in my life. But you got it.
Nah. He deserved it. He had a tremendous.
Didn't show up to the draft.
He should have drafted.
Complained about the auto draft.
He did. He won because of the auto draft. And not to mention, like, his team at the beginning went like 4-0 when it should have gotten like 0-4. Because people against him were just not scoring against him, but
he lost the first week and then just went on a streak because people just weren't scoring against him.
Mm-hmm.
And he went on a run of scoring for a bit. But
yeah, like week 10 through like 13, he had nice games. But like weeks fucking 2 through 9, he had like 100 like twice. Yeah.
Yeah. Should easily lost like half of those first 10 games.
Should have.
What he did. You guys sound like a lot of salty bitches is what you guys sound like right now. JaVale, you're the best, dude. Yeah. Fucking best. You are the best. I'm not on this salt. We're about to go kill Ham. Ham?
I'm ready for it, baby. Come on.
So for our calls of the week, that's our last segment. I went 1-1. I voted for Jason. Stupid Jason. And Victor. Miguel went 2-0, baby.
Ooh.
We tied for first. And then Ham is dead. Look at him, 42-36. Went 0-2.
Fuck yeah.
Contrarian voted for Marlin. Marlin fucked him. So,
yep. That's all right. I'm just going to go take a fistful of pills and drugs and wash them down with some booze. You guys.
No, you don't need to do that. It's already in your drink, buddy.
Oh, okay.
That water I told you about.
Suck this down real quick.
Oh.
A bet's a bet. Season's over. Stress is gone.
Ooh, it's not even supposed to be stress. Yeah, he is last. That's funny to me.
I looked at him in his eyes and told him it was going to be him.
Oh man, Cam the jeans, bro.
Yep, good fun, fellas. Good podcast.
If it would have been a jinx, he would have won first place. You're gonna lose, and he lost. So
just magic powers, bro.
No, yours is the opposite. You pick somebody, you want them to do good, and they do shit. You don't pick somebody to do bad and then they do bad. It's like you pick them to do bad, they'll do good.
Maybe it was his counter energy. He's like, nah, I'll get it. I'll get the tattoo.
Is that what his response was when you told
him? Pretty much. Him and Daniel both said, we'll get the tattoo, no problem.
So, no problem.
Looking forward to it. Gotta go have awkward conversation with the tattoo artist. Just a line. Yes. Just the line.
It's not that bad.
Put it on my asshole, please.
What's a tally? That's what we have.
What's a tally?
Nothing. What's a tally with you?
Oh, man.
There it is. Let's just fire off some of our patented high-quality jokes to end the season.
Oh, that was a good one. Lasting top scorer. Alex ends the season with back-to-back top scores. Look at him go. Good job, buddy.
Fantasy gods throwing him a bone after fucking him all season. He is the anti-Jovel.
Yeah. So, that's it. Good season, everyone. See you again next year. And we'll do some podcasts with some preseason rankings earlier this year, probably. Maybe.
Maybe. We'll probably see. Not. No, it doesn't seem likely.
Next week. We're going to start ranking players next week.
All right. Jaden Reed, number 1 overall.
That's where I would take him.
Yeah, let's just start now. Let's go down our own players. Unchecked agents sort by rushing yards. Start with the running backs here.
Let's do it. Let's see here.
Christian McCaffrey, number 1 overall.
Yeah, easy.
All right.
I think he's the easiest number 1. He hasn't slowed down. Unless he breaks his ankle in the playoffs or something.
Let's just put that out in the world.
No, I'm not you, man.
It's true.
I wish for plenty of people to die when they're going up against me.
And Every week, Ham still shows up for the podcast.
Oh, hey, you silly goose.
I know, lovey. You want to kiss me in the mouth?
Get over here and kiss me in my mouth.
Nothing not needed here, so later, everyone.
Bye, everybody. Don't say your lineups. Relax, sleep in, fuck it.
Yeah, don't go to work.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got like the little birthday party to deal with, you know, coming up, so he's probably...
That's true. Marlon, focus up.
Dressed like a pirata.
Remember, you have a child now. Go up, check it out.
You pay attention to your family now. Fantasy football's over. Jason, all that neglect of your children meant nothing.
Yep. All that lost time to lose.
Straight down the drain.
All right, fellas. It's been fun.
Have a good one. Back to God of War for me. See you guys.